Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Heat up your backyard with a new fire pit. Our fire pit bundle includes everything you need. Concrete landscape blocks, steel ring insert, pea gravel, and adhesive. All bundled together to make your project quick and easy. Visit us today in store or on Menards.com and save big on our full selection of fire pit projects and accessories today.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories I've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. In today's episode, we are celebrating Mother's Day. We chat with Corey's mom, Danette, play a game guessing celebrity moms, give you the ultimate playlist of mom-related jams, and shade Queen Jackie endlessly. To watch the visual version of the podcast a week before it's on iTunes and SoundCloud, download the full screen app and enjoy. And if you're an eligible AT&T Wireless customer, you can stream Psychobabble again and again because they're giving it to you for a year at no extra cost. Just go to fullscreen.com/ATT for more details. Stick around, subscribe on iTunes, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble.
Good morning.
Good.
It's not morning.
I like that sweater.
It's alternative apparel.
Nope. Didn't care. Soft. Are they sponsoring this?
No.
Then I wish
all of my t-shirts, all my sweatshirts, all my sweatpants.
Is it teal?
This is black.
Oh, it looks teal. Maybe this is the bouncing.
Maybe we could just wear the same outfit for every episode
and change the lighting to work.
Make us reflect a little.
Like how you think. Are we getting tattoos after this?
I would honestly love to.
Change your flight. Let's just go.
I'm like, let me see the...
I kind of would. I have just...
You can't just... I mean,
stuff
you
to
think
do.
Romeo's just going to drop stuff to tat us up?
I sure hope. Tweet him.
I'm like, what else do you have to do today? Actually,
to call my mom. It's Mother's Day.
Oh, wow. Is it?
Yeah.
Mother's Day's on a Sunday. This episode's coming out on
Here
a Tuesday.
Here we are. Mother's Day.
Here we are. The Tuesday before Mother's Day.
I have to prepare.
Yeah. What do you have to do to prepare? Like,
put my phone on silent.
Oh, look.
Precious. Cool. What are you going to do for your mom?
Precious and cool.
I told my mom, if you're thinking of a gift for me.
You are her gift.
I said, you can get me, there's a new black matte.
Mixer. I saw you
that
like
that. I really love.
You would never use that.
I would love it in my kitchen.
And just sitting
Mix
on the counter.
Things. Cookie dough.
Yeah, I saw that tweet too that you favored it or replied to about unboxing a mixer.
Okay, what do you want from me?
Why can't we? Nothing, you just can't open things anymore? Everything's unboxed now. Is that you unbox your Christmas gifts?
All I know
you
is...
You unbox your Mother's Day gifts?
Okay.
Bitch, it's called open a present.
I'll just sit back. You go off.
I'm going off. These kids and they're unboxing. Can't we just open things anymore? I'm going to unbox my mail when I get home. Okay, I'm done.
You're done? Okay. I would like to just throw away my mail. I don't want mail. Can I opt out of mail?
I'm going to start mailing you junk mail. I signed your address for free junk mail.
There's nothing worth... I just don't check my mail.
I signed up your inbox for it, too.
I don't check mail.
I've been waiting for a rebate in the mail for a month.
That is the most you sentence.
Yeah. I've got to get
from
my
who?
Coupon.
From who?
Don't worry about it.
Who?
It's personal.
Who?
What do you mean, who?
Who?
Come on, owl.
Who? Who?
Owl, tell you later.
Did you buy a dildo?
Owl, tell you.
Is it a dildo?
It's a dildo, and I got a rebate for my dildo. Double-ended, sis. Cheers. Happy Mother's Day to me. What?
Have you ever kissed your mom for an extended period of time?
No.
Okay, cool.
Our family doesn't kiss or hug. We fist bump.
Why don't we call your mom and ask her why?
We do kiss and hug.
Oh, she kissed me.
She always gives me a hug when she drops me off at the airport.
She is a hugger. I'll give her that.
Have you hugged my mom?
Oh, yes.
She's about your height.
Hell yes.
She's about your
give
height.
Give her that sweet squeeze.
Squeeze?
Which would you rather squeeze? Oh, there's your mom.
Yeah.
What's the picture behind you?
I had to crop,
Amazing Race?
It's from the Amazing Race finale. Guess who I cropped out of that picture?
Me.
My brother, Jordy.
Oh, there you have it. Your mom's precious. I love Danette.
She's nice. I had
when
to
was
find
the first
good,
time I met her? At your open house?
At my college graduation party.
Yeah.
You drove down for that?
It was a long drive.
I feel obnoxious being like I had a college graduation party, but my family insisted.
I didn't.
It was more of a bonfire.
I don't think I did. I think we just went to like...
Oh, my family took me
What's
to...
that place with the lettuce wraps?
P.F. Chang's.
We went to P.F. Chang's.
My family took me to Carrabba's.
I don't know what that means.
It's a
Ryan Cabrera's.
No, it's an Italian restaurant in Lansing. Carrabba's. Mm. Wasn't great.
Well.
I wouldn't go back.
I wish
back.
You the best.
I wish we could have went to Outback.
When was the first time you met my mom? It must have been.
I don't know.
I don't know.
That's weird. I guess she didn't make an impact.
Well, there's Jackie for you. I feel like we should call your mom.
Mine?
Yeah, I'd like
to do that. I texted her to see if she would be ready. She's in the car driving to IKEA with Wendy.
Get her on the phone, and I have things to say to Wendy.
Should I try to call her?
Is Wendy okay? Does she have a cough?
You know Wendy always has a cough.
The last time I saw her, she was hacking up a lung. Oh, sorry.
Turn up the volume. Ringing.
Linda Evangelista.
My mom loves Linda Evangelista.
Yo.
Hello.
Hello.
Don't say anything embarrassing. We're recording the podcast and we wanted to call you.
Oh, okay.
Bonjour.
Whoa, what's not embarrassing?
I don't know. I didn't know if you were going to be like, I don't know, saying stuff. You're driving to IKEA?
We're going to IKEA. We're going shopping.
What are you going to get?
A screw kit?
Actually, Wendy's looking for something. I'm not really looking for anything, but maybe a ceiling fan.
Yeah, that sounds like fun. We were recording a Mother's Day episode of the podcast, so we were both going to call our moms and wish you a happy Mother's Day, even though it's a little early.
Oh, so I can not expect an invite?
She thought she was going to come on the show for Mother's Day.
Oh, no, no, no. We don't have the budget.
Jackie and I said we were coming out for Mother's Day.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll do, you know, my mom changes her birthday. Maybe we'll change Mother's Day and we'll get both of you on the podcast in 7 months.
Okay.
Okay.
We can do that.
Do you have a question for her, Tyler?
If you're looking for a ceiling fan in IKEA, it's called the Minka Air Kuehl. You know how they're named different things?
She doesn't.
A bench is called a stoomp or something, you know, just Dutch words or things.
Ask her if she's going to get a hot dog.
Are you going to get a hot dog there?
Have you learned a new language?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Are you going to get a hot dog when you're there? You know the hot dogs are only...
For the hot dogs?
They're only a dollar.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I never know what might be in it.
Speaking of which, I have food poisoning today.
No, thanks.
She said no thanks.
No thanks.
That ain't me.
No.
How's life? How are you? I miss you.
I know. It's been wonderful. It was nice having Jordy home, but I felt really sad this morning when he left.
Well, you know, if you love something, let it go.
But I can see from what he posted on Facebook, he just can't wait to get back to California.
Oh, shady.
So my plan is maybe Corey said for me I could come out for my birthday. So maybe the third or fourth week of June, and Jordy and I will come up, we'll go to San Francisco. I don't know. You want to go to San Francisco, Tyler.
We'll make Tyler come, too.
June's very busy.
Okay.
VidCon.
You can come up for the weekend.
I would love to. We'll make it work.
Do you have any Mother's Day advice for the kids?
Do I?
Yeah, for the listeners.
Do I have any plans?
No, do you have advice for the listeners? Should they, like, tell their moms they love them this Mother's Day?
Oh, absolutely. Let's see. What would be the best for Mother's Day?
Gifts.
Flowers, breakfast. No, it doesn't even have to be gifts. Spend some time. Go to the park. Get an ice cream cone.
Get a job.
Doesn't have to be fancy. It's not all about the gifts. It's about spending time together.
Tell my mom that.
Making memories.
There you
That's
go.
What it's all about.
There you go.
Make the memories.
Well,
I will I will never remember a gift that I got. But I would remember spending time.
Time well spent. I'm tearing up. Okay, well, we'll let you drive to IKEA.
Okay, well, here, if you want another piece of advice, I gave this to Jordy a few years back.
I like this.
Okay. Well, when Jordy was dating Liz, Liz's mom got mad because she did not get a Mother's Day card in the mail. And Jordy said it was his fault because it was laying right there and he didn't mail it. And my advice was, mail it, even if it's late. I will never remember getting a card late, but I will remember never getting a card.
There you go.
If it's going to be late, mail it.
Do mail.
That's my advice. That's my advice.
You just missed Tyler's rant about how he hates mail.
Even if it's late, Tyler, you must mail it.
Yep.
Can I mail 28 cards in one package for the past 28 years? Yep. What about an e-card?
Awesome. What about? Who would not remember that? That would be the best memory ever.
No, he only sends e-cards.
Oh.
She hates okay. it.
I send a polite tweet.
If you send a regular card, I know you went to the store, spent some time, and picked it out.
Yep, there you go.
It takes a lot of effort to draft a tweet.
Well, I will.
Cards are better than nothing.
Yeah. There you go. Well, you and Wendy have fun at IKEA. Tell her we said hello.
Okay. Do you still want your wine rack?
Who needs a wine rack?
You.
The one that you have in your house? Listen, we'll talk about this later.
Okay.
This is Mother's Day. I'm supposed to be sending you stuff.
Okay. Love you.
Love you. Okay, I'll send some from Napa Valley.
Oh, I would love it. Okay, love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Isn't Danette just a hoot?
She's a hoot and a holler.
I'm like, that was like a 20-minute conversation.
Well, in that case, let's wrap it up.
She had things to say.
What did she say? Like, let me get you a wine rack.
I've never told you this story.
She bought a
wine rack for my grandparents for Christmas. And my grandma opened it and said she loved it. And we always do Christmas Eve at my mom's parents' house. And we went home, slept, woke up for Christmas morning, and then my grandparents come back over to do breakfast like after we've opened the gifts. They rewrapped the wine rack that my mom gave them the night before and gave it to her.
No.
And said, we just think you would enjoy this more than we will.
No!
And my mom was like, well, you're right. So she put it up, and it's really cute in her house.
I mean.
But I'm like, so I've always said I wanted a wine rack like that.
Oh, so it's not an inside joke in the family. It's more you actually do want a wine rack.
I don't know where I'd put one in my house now.
Yeah, there's some things I want.
But I would just imagine just having a full wine rack.
I want like an alcohol cart, but there's not a spot for it in my new place.
When the gays come over, I'm just like, I would love to have a wine rack full.
Yeah.
Of $8 wine that I
You had an ex who had a great liquor cabinet situation, and I loved what he had.
It's a great piece of furniture.
Yeah, I'd like you to start dating him again.
I can't
to
wait.
To bring that back into my life.
I can't wait till I'm a mother so that someone can get me that for Mother's Day.
Okay.
Do you think when you and your husband have kids, like, one of you will get Father's Day and the other will get Mother's Day?
Daddy's Day and Papa's Day?
No. So not make your kids have to double up on Father's Day.
I think we're both going to get both. Yes.
Or you're going to have them, like, send something to their surrogate.
No.
Yeah, you don't believe in gifts.
And I don't like gifts. They're not getting gifts. I'm not getting gifts.
Okay.
I think they'll get experiences.
Should we call your mom and see what she wants for Mother's Day?
Are we doing this?
It's a Mother's Day episode.
Okay.
It's either that or a game we can play. What do you think?
Let me call.
Oh, I picked that picture. Do you like it?
Call Queen Jackie.
I still have
Queen Jackie.
I still have Queen Jackie's old phone number.
You can see her phone number.
I still have her old phone number from work saved in my phone. I got to delete that. Oh. Turn it up.
I tried. I don't really know how else to do that.
Use your good case.
She's not going to answer. I already talked to her today.
Good. We've heard enough of her on this podcast.
What could she possibly be up to?
She's probably at a craft show. Really inappropriate. Maybe her and your dad are having a little afternoon
Your
delay.
Call has been forwarded to an automated
voicemail. No, he just texted me. He said, hey, baby boy, No.
Well,
I told her, you know how
she missed her moment.
She tried to get that trip to St. Thomas from me.
Yeah.
Because I said, oh, I got this trip I have to take before a certain time. I said, I can't take one, you or my dad. I said, you're going to have to duke it out or go together.
I don't think they'll let you do it together.
I want my mom to go with her ex-husband. I want them to, I want to send both of them. They arrive at the airport at the same time.
It'll be like a reverse parent trap.
It's very, I don't want you to get back together. I just want to watch you fight. And I want to put up surveillances and things.
Wow.
I think I would love that.
That sounds
Happy Mother's Day.
Yeah, it would be a wonderful gift for her.
Well, great, mom. Cool. Well, didn't answer.
You didn't tell her we're doing a Mother's Day episode.
I did.
Oh.
I didn't.
Oh.
But I did tell her I was coming to the podcast. She loved that I had food poisoning.
She did?
She loves that.
She said.
She laughed and laughed and laughed. She goes, I've never had food poisoning.
I
said,
either.
Even at 70?
I got that iron stomach.
I don't.
Gullet.
This stomach is tinfoil, honey. Barely hanging by a thread.
It's only tinfoil because you usually eat your burritos that you eat the tinfoil.
Have you ever taken a chomp?
I told you my friend, Girl Jordan, ate a fruit roll-up with the plastic still on it.
She didn't unroll it?
She rolled it out and took a big old bite with the plastic, thin plastic on the back
of
it.
Well, that's Vandercook for you. That's all I got to say.
Oh, my God. That's the first time you ever named my hometown correctly.
Parma.
It didn't say Parma.
Whatever.
You've changed on this Mother's Day.
I've grown up on Mother's Day.
When's the last time you've been to Mother's Room?
Mother's Room? No, I haven't been. You know what I made a list of?
What?
My favorite mom-related songs. I'm going to make a playlist, and I'll link to it when this episode goes live.
Yeah, a Mother's Day Spotify playlist.
Do you have some favorite mom songs?
Yeah. Come to Mama by Lady Gaga.
Yes, queen.
Yeah.
Anything else? Mom by Meghan Trainor.
Oh, my God.
You might have a mom.
She might be the bomb.
With such lyrics as.
Nobody can be as fly as me.
What about, you sent me a good Mother's Day song. What's that one? B-A-B-Y.
Baby Mama by Fantasia Barrino.
I still knew all the words when you linked me to
that. You used to yell at me in high school or in college when.
She's giving me.
Yes.
Really, just a very outlined eye.
Fantasia. I swear I would play that song for you when we were in college and you would yell at me.
I would say what?
You'd say,
turn it up.
Stop it. Oh. I hate it.
I think I like that song.
This goes out to all my baby mamas.
She's all like,
It's got a talky intro where she's like, it's about time that we got our own anthem.
Wait, what's that one Outkast song?
Hey.
No.
Yeah.
It's like, and mamas.
Baby's mamas.
Sorry, Miss Jackson. That's a good one to add to this list.
Well, I think they got sued over that song by Miss Jackson's family. Or no. Well, Rosa Parks' family sued them.
No, they did not.
Yeah, for that Hush That Fuss, Everybody Moved to the Back of the Bus song.
I love that song.
It was called Rosa Parks.
That whole album, was that the Spodeody?
I think Speaker Box.
Oh, wait.
One was called The Love Below. The other was called Speaker Box.
No, Spodeody.
I don't know what you're talking about. What other songs are on your playlist?
Mama Say, Betty Who.
Oh, yeah.
Duh, of course. Yeah. Stacey's Mom, Fountains of Wayne. Which, do you know how old that is? Guess.
I would say, okay, so I was in high school when it came out.
Don't
I would say
try to do math.
Came out in 2001.
2003.
Oh, wow.
That's long.
I was
That's
in high school.
A long time ago. That's all.
Wow.
And then what else? The Perfect Fan by Backstreet Boys. Do you remember that one?
No.
I do. It was a D side, if you will. The Best Day by Taylor Swift.
I think I skipped that song.
What?
Is that the one where they would be like, she has to drop me off around the corner so my friends don't see me at the movie theater?
Best Day.
So here we are at this wedding.
No, I hate that song. What song is that?
Speak Now.
Here I am at this wedding. I guess I just don't like stories. What about Mama's Song by Carrie Underwood?
I love that.
Mama.
Ooh.
Oh, wait.
That's
I was thinking Carrie Underwood, but.
She looks so good.
Yeah, she looks great. So that's my, oh, and then there's The Mom Song by The Insane Clown Posse, which is kind of a bop.
I told you The Mom Song by The Insane Clown Posse, and I told you that that was a cover. You know that. You were like, this is kind of catchy.
I did say this is catchy.
And then Mamrie and I had to text offline without you and be like, well, he's such a dumb idiot.
No, you did not. Talk behind my back, behind the group chat. Don't be rude.
How's our friend such a dumbo? Wow.
Speaking of my mom, speaking of Jackie,
yeah.
Did you see she was in a magazine?
Yeah, you tweeted it.
Yeah.
There. Look. I had them cue the picture up.
All these celebrity moms Do you recognize any offhand? I recognize Taylor Swift's mom. Who's that one number nine? That's Ariana Grande's mom, I think.
I think that's Linda Evangelista.
Linda Evangelista. All the moms.
Yeah, I see Troy's mom.
Oh.
Number 10. You're blocking half the moms.
My mom was living for this inclusion. She's like, where can I buy that?
And your mom acted like
QuizFest.
Your mom acted like that was you in that picture, and I could tell because it actually had all the fingernails that it wasn't your hands.
What are you talking about?
Your mom thought that was actually you, but you stole that picture from a Twitter fan. Somebody tweeted it.
Yeah. Tyler Lee Info tweeted it.
And your mom thought you were actually holding the magazine, and I said, she can't tell by the hands that it's not you.
And, like, what's that, like, Vera Bradley bracelet going on I think I'm wearing? That could be me, truly. You know, I loved it.
It's got all the fingernails.
I used to have I hear you.
A nervous pick.
I used to have a Vera Bradley iPod case. I loved it. I thought it was the chicest thing I owned.
Speaking of those
I got
hands,
it from the Hallmark store.
Made me think of Jewel's hands, the song.
These are my hands.
These are my hands.
If you say, okay, Google, play Jewel.
It plays.
It always will play the like the top songs by that artist.
Yeah.
I said, okay, Google, play Jewel.
When?
And
recently?
It was quite recently.
Obviously recently because you are new to this Hello Google.
And it was playing me bop after bop after bop. I was ready to switch artists, but it just kept giving me singles.
Jewel's pretty good.
Jewel's got the jewels.
Did you see that one of those commercials made it so you can be like, I read an article that said one of those commercials like Domino's will say like, hey, Alexa, order me a Domino's pizza. And it'll hear the commercial.
Oh, my God.
And it'll try to do it and people are getting mad.
Oh, whoa.
The commercial's like triggering their thing.
That's shady.
I heard.
I would like
not it. Not hand on Bible. This could be an urban legend.
Urban legend. I would like if my Google Chrome did know, if I said, okay, Google, order me a pizza, it would know a medium Hawaiian.
Well, right. Well, you know how everyone's like, everyone has that dumb, like, they have an urban legend that they act like they know somebody, and they're like,
no.
You don't?
What are you talking about?
Anytime when someone tells, like, a dumb story, like, oh, a plane crashed and my dad didn't get on the plane because his Snickers got caught in the vending machine. Sure. But that's not really their
dad. Come on, Snickers brand deal.
They're just repeating the story.
Okay.
That's going to be you with this pizza and Domino's urban legend.
You know,
I think you love
that. I'm
going
to ignore that story.
Do you want to play the game I made?
There's a game?
Yeah.
Give me the game.
It's a Mother's Day game.
Well, I didn't make it.
We're both going to guess. They're going to show us a picture of a baby, and we have to name.
Like an animal baby, and we have to guess what kind of mom it is?
Who's my mommy?
Who's your mommy? You got the title wrong.
Well, that one's easy.
That's Beyonce's child.
What's its name?
Blue Ivy.
Oh, God. We're so good. I love their dresses.
And that's Beyonce.
Yeah, and Perry.
And Perry.
Next baby.
Marie, the baguettes.
Oh,
no. These children, I need to preface this with, I hate kids.
Whose kids are
I thought these were going to be babies. I'm glad they're the toddlers. Toddlers at least have personality.
Do you think he's
giving me Nintendo. He's giving me Waldo.
I see a young Christina Aguilera.
You cheated. Did you cheat? You cheated. No, if you know the answers, you can't.
Why is she
also Mario, but her sleeve is coming
I know
down.
That she has two children.
Yeah, Max and Summer.
And I said, like, pick pop queens that have babies.
Okay. These two are giving me preppy, which means it could be kind of like a...
Are those... I
would
I really
air
thought,
toward like a Tom Cruise, Suri Cruise moment, but that's
no,
not
No, I thought those looked like a... Who's those
it's
gays?
It's not Reese Witherspoon's. Oh, Neil Patrick Harrison.
Yeah.
It's not, I don't
they
think.
They are
serving
a preppy
be.
Moment. I thought, what if they were...
That's a really good guess.
I did, but that would be mean. That's not Mother's Day. It's Father's Day.
They're giving me Arian...
Maybe that's Apple.
That ain't
maybe
Apple.
Goop.
Apple's like 15.
What?
Goop is not a baby, I don't think.
I think so. I guess we...
Okay, let's reveal...
Maybe they're the first kids, the princess. Yes, I knew right at
you
the last
cheat.
Second. No,
you
I swear
cheat.
I recognized it at the last second. I forgot they had
You're
two.
You're so stupid to cheat.
Next baby.
Give me the baby.
Oh.
That baby.
That baby's cute, though.
That baby's...
I love a good dinosaur
so
on a
do
denim.
We read the context clues? A red carpet, space, a microphone like an artist?
Maybe that's Apple.
That's not Apple.
Goop.
That might be... Curly-haired.
Mm. I don't know that baby.
Sarah Jessica Parker's child?
Yeah, that's your guess. Good guess. Let's see. Who's the mommy? Blake?
Didn't even
Lively?
Know those two know each other.
Wow. They're married.
I didn't know that.
She has a blog like Goop.
No.
What's hers called?
Goop 2. Return of the Goop. Did you hear Snervous is coming back?
Snervous 2?
Return of the Snerve?
Snerves.
Too fast, too snervious?
You're getting on my last nerve.
Next baby. Next baby.
Ooh. Oh, is that is that Kim and Kanye's baby?
No.
Are you sure?
No, but I have a question. Do Chrissy Teigen and
they have a baby that could John Legend could be their baby.
But their baby's brand new.
This baby is so cute.
It's a cute baby. Okay, who's the baby? It? Who's? Oh.
Amber Rose and Sebastian?
I like Amber Rose. Don't be shady to Amber Rose.
Who's the... Oh, the dad is a Wiz Khalifa.
Is that true?
Yeah, I think so. I
don't know anything.
Cute baby, though.
I don't know anything, and I know nothing.
Oh.
Is that...
This baby loves this game, Under Armour.
Is this the game where you reveal to me that you have a baby? Wait, yeah. Is that my nephew?
That looked like Maddie.
It looks like Maddie.
I thought this was
a test to see if I knew who my child was.
Oh my God, I should have thrown in one of your nieces.
I would have been like, I don't know who the hell that is. I don't know.
That's Carrie Underwood.
That looks like Maddie.
Baby.
Is it? You, this is not fun when you
I
cheat.
Know his name's Isaiah. Next.
I don't like babies.
That could be Kim's baby.
That might be Kim's baby. It's got eyebrows. I mean, eyelashes.
That could be...
I think it's Kim's.
Maybe it's Kerry Washington.
No, I think it's Kim's.
I think they would have thrown her up there if it was Kim's. This makes me want to have a baby.
I want to know. Show me who the baby is. Oh, Janet Jackson. Did you hear about Janet Jackson leaving her husband on 5 years and a month? Because the prenup said you can only leave and get money if you stay for 5 years. She stayed for 5 years in a month or two.
To get the prenup?
Yes,
you know she has concerts and then cancels the show and doesn't give her fans the money back.
Now, this is all alleged, so Janet,
no,
hold.
That part about her canceling a concert and not refunding is true.
That's true. But she got $500 million when she divorced him from the prenup.
Well, she doesn't have to do any more shows anymore.
She is a businesswoman. And now, Issa is rich.
That's a cute baby.
Cute.
Next. You think your babies are...
Oh, these are those children.
Oh my God, this is the easiest
Victoria
one.
Beckham?
You're going to tell me I cheated. You don't know those babies?
Oh, no, it's Britney. It's Britney. Yeah, I knew it was Britney.
Yeah. Oh, look at those mustache moments.
Britney is the most adorable mom.
Do you know her kids' names? Oh, it says them right there.
I would have only known Jaden. I don't know Sean.
Named after Kevin Federline.
No. Next. Hate this dog. You know I would punch that.
You don't know whose baby that is?
Give me a hint.
Blink, blink, blink.
Oh, Katy Perry.
That's Nugget.
Oh, Lord.
What's the urban legend of her dog changing?
Her dog got replaced and nobody said anything. That's the old dog.
That dog just grew up.
That's the first Nugget. Nugget never grew up. So all dogs go to heaven.
Love Nugget. It's not problematic.
Giving me Braid.
That's Matilda.
No, that's Matilda's friend with glasses.
I think that's an American Girl doll come to life. What's the one's
that
name?
That actually might be an American
Maddie,
Girl doll.
Hannah.
Hannah, the American Girl doll?
No, there was one really popular one that everyone had. I didn't. My mom hates American Girl dolls.
Okay, well, whose baby is this? Whose child is this?
There you go.
Oh.
Did I tell you, I saw...
I saw
Mr. Beckham. What's his name?
I didn't know they had a girl.
David. I saw David Beckham with their children at Erewhon in Los Angeles, and I thought, who is that hot, hot guy? And he was coming, walking out when I was walking in, and then at the last second, it was David Beckham and his children.
Were you saying the hot guy was a child?
No.
Okay.
Next.
We won!
I think I won. I won. Got more than you
No,
did.
But you have a...
A what? A good eye for babies?
I wouldn't brag about it. I've got a good eye for babies. Whose child is this?
That's me.
This is Jeanette's child.
Well, do you have any advice for the kids about Mother's Day?
Best of luck.
My mom said, spend time with your mother.
I will say, you'll never regret spending too much time with your mom.
Yeah.
That's good advice. And if you're in high school and your mom drives you fucking nuts, my mom did.
Yeah.
My
mom never drove
me nuts. This too shall
pass. Oh, see, me and Danette have just always been friend.
Oh, no, we, hated each other.
Well, that's because you and your mom both want to be the center of attention at all times.
Not in high school. I never wanted to be. And not now.
You were in plays.
They're called shows.
You did skits.
Isn't it crazy that I couldn't have won a Tony for my performance in high school? Did you see that skit on SNL?
I want to know. I saw you tweet it, but I didn't watch it. It was funny. I wanted to know, can Sarah Bareilles be nominated for her performance in Waitress? Yes. Or is it only, like, the first time? Or, like, anytime they change cast?
Because it's not a revival. It's still running from last year. If it were a brand new production with her, it can be for best
the cast
revival or something. Or, you know, I think. I don't really know anything about anything.
Why doesn't anyone know the
rules
for
I don't think
a
she
Tony?
Can be nominated.
She was great.
I don't think. Ugh. But maybe, who knows?
It was wonderful.
We'll ask.
I'll tweet her and say, can you get nominated for a Tony? Or I'll just wait until the Tonys.
Okay.
Good story.
I think the Tonys are coming.
No.
Okay.
I don't know. Everything's always coming. Death.
Tony's
coming.
Is my favorite award show.
You don't name one time you watched the Tonys.
I'm still on my thing.
Remember that time you watched the Emmys once and then watched them again right after?
No.
Because you were too lazy to find the remote.
Yeah. Yeah. The Tonys are quick. And it's like all fun and everyone's happy to be there and happy for each other. Mm. I also like the CMT awards because everyone's happy for each other.
I watched some country music.
Oscars
award.
Are too long. Academy Awards is Oscars. The Emmys.
I think the Oscars and care. The Academy Awards are too long.
They are both. They are both.
Is this like the time you ranted about mail or the time that I ranted about a rebate?
We gotta go. Are we having a good time?
Yeah, it's actually just been 30-ish
minutes.
Well,
what a blessing for both of us.
Yeah. No more mothers talking.
Well, to the moms out there, good luck. To the kids out there,
your mom might
good
be
luck.
The bomb.
Call your mom this weekend.
Tell her, hey, mom, you're the bomb.
And if there's a mother figure in your life that isn't a mother by blood, you should still call them and say, thank you for being there for me.
Que pasa, abuela?
I don't think moms are determined by blood. I think it's by who steps it up.
Yeah.
Yeah. So In that case,
follow me on Twitter and Instagram.
Is this your mom on Twitter?
No.
Is she on Instagram?
No, I don't think so.
Oh. Well, my mom's on both. You can find her.
Well, go write hey.
Just write hey. Just a whisper hey. Actually, she was like, she posted about something about crafting, and that's like an inside joke in the YouTube fandom with Dan and Phil fans, and all of her comments were about that, and she called me. She goes, I don't know what's happening, because all the comments were like bombarding her saying, don't cry. Craft or something. I don't fucking
don't
know.
Don't craft. All right.
Anyway,
don't
good
watch
luck.
The craft.
What's the craft?
A witch movie.
The Witching Hour. I think that's going to be Gaga's new EP title.
Cool.
We'll talk. Okay, bye. Hey, everyone. My name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories I've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk. It's Psychobabble. In today's episode, we are celebrating Mother's Day. We chat with Corey's mom, Danette, play a game guessing celebrity moms, give you the ultimate playlist of mom-related jams, and shade Queen Jackie endlessly. To watch the visual version of the podcast a week before it's on iTunes and SoundCloud, download the full screen app and enjoy. And if you're an eligible AT&T Wireless customer, you can stream Psychobabble again and again because they're giving it to you for a year at no extra cost. Just go to fullscreen.com/ATT for more details. Stick around, subscribe on iTunes, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble.